The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's one last little thought frame here for the Advent season. Okay, our first reading in our Gospel, we're chosen to go together on this day because they flow beautifully one right into the other. First reading comes to us from the book of the prophet Malachi. And Malachi, you might know, is the last prophet of the Old Testament. And this is his very last prophecy, that before the Lord comes, somebody's going to prepare his way. Okay? And of course, that's fulfilled in the gospel. Who's the one who comes in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord? That's John the Baptist, right? The fulfillment of the prophecy made by Malachi so many years ago. Okay. So if John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord then, who prepares the way of the Lord now? And the answer is that you do. Because nobody else can declutter your soul except for you. God still needs someone to prepare the way, but now, cooperating with God's grace, of course, that's something that we have to try to do. And this morning, just a tiny little thought for you to help you to do that, and that is we have to learn to find and to cultivate silence to prepare the way of the Lord. Silence is not just something that'd be nice to have. Silence is something that we need to have, something God intends to give us. That actually shows up in our readings for today. Like I said, Prophet Malachi, last prophet of the Old Testament. The year was about 450, 500 BC, give or take. What did God send to his people after he sent the prophet Malachi? The answer is, God sent silence to his people. The seed had been planted, and they needed silence to let the seed grow. Very similarly, it happened now here in the gospel. You know the story of Zechariah? Remember the story of Zechariah? And Zechariah doesn't believe the words of the angel Gabriel, and he's struck mute for 9 months. You can probably think of one or two people in your life who you'd love to strike mute for 9 months, right? But that's what the angel Gabriel does to Zechariah, and it's not entirely a punishment. Silence is exactly what Zechariah needed. It's what Zechariah needed, and it's what we needed. So, what about silence today? You know, silence is not just the absence of sound. Silence is the absence of willed distractions. What does that mean? It means turning off media. It means turning off music. I think these days, it means turning off news. I really think it means that. A lot of times it means closing the book, anything that's a willed distraction. Now, different circumstances in their life are going to be needed to make that happen. Just throw out a few suggestions for you, just a few ideas. One idea is, it's not going to happen without effort. You got to work to find silence. You might have to wake up early in the morning. You say, "I already wake up early in the morning." Well, what do you do with that time? It's one of the greatest times in the whole day to try to find silence. Maybe it means that you have to declare that you're going to take a break right? You got a noisy house, you know, go out and go for a walk. Or maybe go for a drive. But like I said, it's not going to happen without effort. Maybe it means that you have to choose to do less. A lot of people deliberately doing too much and they're running around and it's almost like they're running away from God. You have to choose to find silence. Our society doesn't understand it. Always noise in the background. Have you noticed that? There's always music playing. There's always a video playing. There's never just quiet, but we need that quiet. One of my favorite lines from the scriptures, Psalm 46, verse 10. You've heard me quote it before. Be still and know that I am God. And that means that before you can hear the voice of the Lord, you first have to find stillness. Find it, choose it, fight for it, because we need it. Advent comes to an end, but of all the seasons in our church year, Advent is the only one that never really comes to an end. Because until we arrive at heaven, we're always going to be preparing the way of the Lord. Just one little help to help us to do that today as we press on in our Lord's service and in his grace. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John of Canty, pray for us.